Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. This is Damaris with Insight by Damaris. And this is not the insight for the week, but I decided to talk about spiritual baths and taking spiritual baths. And the reason for that is because lately, on my end, there has been a lot of people who are feeling blocked, a lot of people who are or claim that they're doing their spiritual work, maybe not enough, and then they become tested and they go back in their old ways and things like that. A lot of people reporting that they are fatigued, that they're tired, lack of focus. Also, when I did part of the New Year reading, and in the New Year reading, it mentioned about spiritual attacks. And so a lot of people would be spiritually attacked or having attachments or experiencing seeing things in their bedroom or feeling like something is crawling on them or moving into different locations, like moving into a new house, and then all of a sudden there's energy in the house and they feel like that's on them and stuff like that. So it's interesting because ever since I wrote about that, I've been getting a lot of clients who are going through spiritual attacks. So I'll talk about that briefly before I get into the spiritual baths. But most people know when they are being spiritually attacked because it's in some cases, quite obvious. I had a young lady, she came to visit me today for a reading. And her whole life, it's been a lot of, you know, I'm in my bed and all of a sudden I feel something on me. She even said that when she was a baby, her mother witnessed her before she could speak, of course, sort of ducking and diving and moving her head because she would see things, you know. So she said all of her life she's been attacked or aware of spirits. And so her attitude today was, well, I'm just kind of used to it. But the thing is that if you allow energy to stay on you for a while, it can turn into physical. You can begin to have physical problems. Of course, it affects your day-to-day life. It affects your relationships. If you have children, it begins to affect your children. And so things like that just don't go away. So there has to be a form of spiritual cleansing or healing at that point. And usually if you let it go on for a while, one spiritual bath is not going to do it, you know, or even one cleansing, like aura cleansing or chakra clearing and stuff like that. Typically, one just doesn't do it if you let things build up. So I always give this as an example as far as how do you know when something is physically on you, like you can't see it, but there's an energetic attachment. And usually there is a lot of pain. Sometimes you feel it on your back, lower back, the neck. A lot of times there's unusual bloating. So with your stomach, there's bloating, there's headaches, head pressure, ringing in the ears, there's also cravings. You can get all of a sudden a lot of a taste for sweet. Some people have reported craving liquor, drinking. smoking, sex, you know, so there's a lot of things. And it's good to sort of know who you are, but when you start having certain cravings, when you're the more in tune you are with yourself, you'll notice, like, I haven't been feeling myself. Depression, you start feeling depressed. And then when you think about it from a realistic standpoint, oh, well, actually, I have a lot to be thankful for. I have a job. I have, you know, this or that, but I just don't feel right. I feel down. That reminds me, I had a client. This is actually a good story to tell. I'll tell this story. I had a client from Malaysia who came to visit, and she said that she had been going through a depression, so much so that she wanted to take her own life. She said she had thoughts of killing herself. And she says, I don't know why. She says, I'm a successful accountant. Money's not an issue. I do very well. And she says, I don't know why I have these feelings. And so after going through her reading said that she stopped, and it was very interesting, but her reading said that she stopped speaking in her native tongue, that she became too Americanized. And she stopped, I guess she was doing some chanting and, you know, things like that. And so the reading said that her soul was not fed and became lonely. And so it sort of disconnected from her. And so when it did that, it left her open to receiving just random energy. And so with this energy, as she said, she had a party in her backyard. There were some drinks and stuff like that. And she said after the party is when she noticed she didn't feel herself. And, of course, you know, drinking was involved. And so usually there's alcohol sometimes that can increase spiritual attacks. And I ended up being with this woman for a total of 5 hours. 5 hours I was with this woman, removing that spirit that was on her that did not want to let go. So it wasn't the Hollywood version, but it was a serious version of a spiritual attack. I would definitely call it an exorcism. I had to end up taking her out of the store and putting her on a tree and allowing the tree to help pull some of the energy out. And so afterwards, you know, she was fine, but it was just things had gone on. She allowed things to go on too far. So the energy that was with her, it was very difficult. It just almost didn't want to leave. And that's another thing. If we allow, if we're not filling ourselves and we allow certain energies to be with us, and this could even be with we can even be with the wrong people, could be in our households as well. But if there is energy that is with us, sometimes we develop a relationship with that particular energy. So then when it comes time to release this energy, it's very difficult to do. So our minds might think, I'm not feeling myself, I want to get rid of this energy, but yet there's something in us that wants to keep that energy or that relationship going. And so when we talk about spiritual cleansing, spiritual baths, really you cannot take too many. When I first started doing readings in person at the store where I work, I took a spiritual bath every night. So every night I was taking a spiritual bath. Say that every time, like every night I needed one, but this is because I realized my environment. I realized the work that I was doing. And so in this situation, I took spiritual baths too as a form of protection, clearing, because sometimes the energy is very tricky. So the energy can be present, you don't know about it. So you can also use a spiritual bath for protection or just in case. You know, I went to a party and it got kind of crazy. Let me come home and take a spiritual bath. There's nothing wrong with that. So let's see, I kind of went, and I knew I should have went by my notes because I can kind of go on a tangent. This show is only 45 minutes. We're so far there's 35 minutes left, so I better get down to the actual spiritual bath. So what exactly is a spiritual bath? All it is a spiritual remedy. It comes in a physical form. It's very ancient. Spiritual baths go way back. And so there's certain ingredients that you put in your bath that you apply, of course, in a physical sense, but it deals with your spiritual infection. And so I call it a STD. You know, sometimes there's a spiritual transmitted disease, so we can become spiritually infected. So your spiritual bath assists with removing the spiritual infection, okay? And so it's very simple. Some people say, well, how or why does this spiritual bath work? How does it actually work? There's really no difference between, let's say, if I don't like onions and I'm dating a guy and that's all he does is eat onions, well, I'm not trying to go around him that much, you know? So certain things with certain spirits or certain energies, there are different herbs, usually a lot of produce, cayenne pepper, there's a white onion. Those are certain things that other energies just don't like. So it works as it cuts energy off, but it's offensive to certain energies. Some energies are tougher than others. And so that's why we have to do maybe a bath. We can do one once, but then sometimes there's a prescription to do a spiritual bath 7 days in a row, 14 days in a row. I had a client that needed 21 baths, 21 baths. That's a lot. Let's see. Let's talk about how to prepare a spiritual bath. So I'm going to talk about how to prepare the spiritual bath, and then I'm going to open up the line so then you guys can ask questions and we can kind of have a discussion here. But how to prepare for your spiritual bath. First, it's a mental thing. So you have to know earlier that day or later on in the evening, like, oh, I'm going to take a spiritual bath tonight. So you set your intentions. And with that, you want to make sure that there aren't any phone calls or that you're going to have a quiet time because your spiritual bath should be sacred. Also, you should take a spiritual bath at night. If you take one in the morning and you go out, at that time, you're wide open. Sometimes you can get very irritated. Energy is still being released from you, and so it's just not a good time to do in the morning. You want to always take a spiritual bath at night, preferably right before you go to bed. So if you have children, obligations, and things like that, you want to make sure that all that stuff is taken care of before you actually take your spiritual bath. Now, you have it in your mind, okay, I'm taking my spiritual bath. Now you're home, you're settled. Best thing to do is smudge or clear your bathroom. And you can use sage, dragon's blood, you can use cedar, whatever you want to clear your bathroom with. And then you can clean your tub with just a natural soap. I usually don't use like the harsh soaps to clean the tub before a spiritual bath, so a good natural soap to clear the bath is good to clean the bath before you actually get in it. So you got your bathtub clean. You smudged out the room. Usually you have your appropriate candles. And what I do is, let's say that I have a reverse candle. And reverse candles are really good to take with a spiritual bath. Reverse candles are good for sending any energy back that has come my way. And you go ahead and you treat your candle, you say your prayer, and light your candle. You also ask that your ancestors, your guides, whoever you pray with or to, that they join you in removing anything that no longer serves you. I'm ready to get rid of these things that no longer serve me. So you have your prayer going, your bathroom is smudged, your tub is clean. Now you can go ahead and draw your water. Some people, when they do spiritual rinses and spiritual baths, they use cool water. I don't necessarily, I always tell people to use whatever temperature that they are used to. I do not suggest like high, really hot water in general, but just the regular temperature water. And then you go ahead and you add your items. Some people mix items together. I just go ahead and just put the items straight in the tub. If you purchase a spiritual bath from someone, they will tell you just go ahead and put the items in the tub. So usually if you are cutting up your items, at that time, you're saying your prayer over them, you're clearing them. Any olive oil, I always suggest when you add olive oil, if you're using any form of oil as a cleansing, I always suggest blessing the oil. So a lot of us have power in our words, and so it's always good to bless any oil. And anyway, so you go ahead and you put your ingredients in the tub. Once your ingredients are in the tub, I would say go ahead and get in the tub. Oh, and you want to put, your, of course, your glass of water, the same as glass of water, the water that I always post, I show people all the time. You want to put your glass of water next to your candle. So really the setup is you have your ingredients in the tub, your bathroom is smudged and cleared, you said your prayers, now you're getting into the tub, your candle's lit, and your glass of water is on the side of the tub, right next to your candle. If you feel that you have a lot of heavy energy on you, you can even add, like, get a vase, just a clear, plain vase or a vase from the dollar store or whatever, and put a vase of water in the corner of your bathroom or in the middle of the floor of your bathroom. And what the water does is it catches the energy that's being released while you're in the tub. Water is electric, so it's energy, it's electric. And so when energy is released, it's almost like it's drawn to the water that's electric. The reason it doesn't stay in the water where you are, of course, is because it doesn't like the energy that is there. So it's trying to escape, if you will, or rising up off of your water, and it goes inside the glass. Sometimes you'll see tiny little bubbles. Sometimes they have a little formation. Some bubbles are big bubbles. Some bubbles are really tiny ones. Some people just get a few. Some people get a lot, to where the glass of water looks like Sprite. And let's see. You want to soak in the tub for at least 40 minutes. This is something that is sacred. So you're not texting. You know, somebody's not yelling, you know, hey, you know, give me the soap out of there, whatever. You know, you want to make sure that this is sacred time. There's no conversation. I don't even suggest listening to music. Some people say, well, can I listen to music and I have my favorite CD? Nope, because those things usually have some type of trigger or whatever. You want your spiritual bath to do what it's supposed to do. In certain cases, I've had people say that their bath will make them think, like it'll make them think about things that they forgot about. And typically those things need to be released. So you don't want to surround yourself with music or whatever. You want to just be in silence and allow the energy to do what it needs to do. So you might see things. Your intuition might get stronger. Usually the symptoms that you know that your bath is working, a lot of times you might get a headache. You might feel congested. You might feel literally your energy moving and shifting. You might feel very tired, like you want to go to sleep. A lot of men who take spiritual baths usually get it a little bit worse than the woman, and I always say it's probably the penis. I blame it on the penis. But usually they say the water feels like it's extra hot, even though they touch it, and, of course, the water is almost cool at that point. And they feel very uncomfortable. If you feel very uncomfortable in your spiritual bath, that means it's working. Don't abandon the bath. Continue to stay in the bath. The bath can be like antibiotics. So if your spiritualists say, hey, take 7 baths, and after the 3rd bath, you're feeling like a champ, you look in the mirror and your eyes are bright, you feel light and good, and you say, okay, I think that's enough. No, go ahead and finish those 4 days. So it's like an antibiotic. You want to complete your bath. Plus, when you're taking spiritual baths, sometimes the energy that's with us is very adamant about staying. And so sometimes it's just like, for example, a relationship. Let's say you're in a relationship. You say, okay, I'm not going to see this person anymore. And you break up with that person. And then you get back with that person. And then you call that person, even though you said you weren't going to call that person anymore. So sometimes because we lack consistency. The energy is the same way. So let's say if you take 1 bath or you take 3 baths, well, sometimes the energy can come back because it's just sort of waiting for you to go back into your normal routine. So think of your spiritual bath as literally like exercising a demon that you no longer want. So you want to be very serious about it. It's a very serious matter. Also, and I have to say this while I'm thinking about it, is sometimes when you plan your bath, things may stop you. All of a sudden, somebody calls you like, oh, my God, I got to, girl, let me tell you what happened today. Everything happens, and all of a sudden, everything is such an emergency because you decided to take that spiritual bath. And so not unless somebody is dying, you should still be in that bath. So you know what? If this can wait, I'll talk to you tomorrow. So a lot of times, energy will arise to prevent you from getting in the tub. I also want to say this. Usually if you are a couple, and so there's someone that you're seeing, and you take a spiritual bath, but your partner doesn't take a spiritual bath, well, the energy can go sort of back and forth. So even though you might be clear, your partner's not clear, and next minute you're kind of back to where you were before because you're still having this exchange with this person. It's best. I always say that it's best that if usually when people come to see me and they have a partner, I always encourage the partner to take the bath as well. A lot of times that doesn't happen. And also, usually the partner, the person who's not taking the bath, and I find this very interesting, but the person who doesn't take the bath, all of a sudden they got an attitude. All of a sudden there's arguments or there's, you know, they're funny acting. You know, you might feel good and you're looking good and you're glowing. Meanwhile, they're trying to pick a fight. So it shows you the energy that's been present. So it's like when your energy is clear, it's almost like there's a hater energy that comes off of other people, especially people that you're close to. And those are signs to look at. Oh, let me see, you know, what's been here. Because now that I'm clear, I can see that maybe my partner's got some other things going on. And so you want to encourage your partner to cleanse. Even if you live, let's say, in your parents' house or something, and then all of a sudden they got attitudes, if they're open to taking spiritual baths and stuff like that, put them in the bath. So it's very interesting the way the energies can sort of bounce back and forth or try to tempt you to go back into old ways or connect with that particular the energy that you have worked so hard to release. So let's see, what else here? I think I said I was going to do that and then just open the lines up to questions about spiritual bathing. Let me see if there's something else. I think I talked about how do you know when you need to take it. It can get very serious. I've had clients who've had memory loss, a lot of fatigue, a loss of drive, loss of sex drive and everything, all because heavy spiritual energy had connected to those particular individuals. In the past 2 days, I have given four mini unexpected exorcisms where, you know, it was obvious that there were some things going on. So spirit's real. Situation is real. It's real in the streets. I always tell people it's real out here. So you want to get a nice, good regimen going as far as your bath. Now, you will reach a point to where you may not feel the bath. Like you may not get a headache or you may not feel irritable or whatever. Those are all signs that your baths are working. Now, if all of a sudden you're taking a bath and you just feel really good, that's great. Because the better you are, the clearer you are, it's not going to feel as intense as the first time that you took a bath. Also, expect blessings. I've had people, the money baths are crazy. I've had people say, oh, I've got 2 job offers, or, you know, all of a sudden I just got unexpected raise, so many different opportunities. And so when you cleanse yourself, all you're doing is you're opening yourself up to receiving what is there for you. I have some people say, oh, I think somebody put some roots on me. I feel like there's something going on. Somebody got something. No, boo, you just need to get in the tub and clear yourself, clean that stuff off. You know, so some people want to make it deep than what it is, and really they just need to get in the tub and cleanse and remove the blockage. So also people who go to some of these people, and I'm not, you know, I'm not putting anything out there as far as, because, you know, the thing is that what works, works. But I do know I get people who go to see some people and they say, oh, there's something going on with you. Go ahead and give me $2,000 and I can get it off of you and all that. You know what? A lot of my clients, we give them a specific spiritual bath to take, and it works. They don't have to pay anybody $2,000 and $3,000, $4,000. Somebody told me the other day, $4,000 this lady wanted to get away some negative energy from her. Not to say that that person wasn't going to do a good job or whatever, but from what I read with that person, a lot of it she could do herself. You have to know when you can do it yourself, but also when you need assistance. Usually if you need assistance for something like that, it should not cost you $4,000. I'll get a $4,000 car. I'll get a $1,500 car and ride it like it just came off the lot. That's a lot of money to spend, you know, on spiritual work when you can do a lot yourself or when you can prevent things from getting that serious. Okay, so hopefully I didn't get off the subject too bad. Let's just go ahead and open up the lines. Oh, if you guys have a pen and paper, I'll give some just main ingredients for a basic bath. I also have it on the blog, but here's a basic bath. A cup and a half of salt. You can mix them. It could be a combination of sea salt and Epsom. It could be a combination of sea salt and pink Himalayan salt, or pink Himalayan salt and Epsom salt. You can mix it up if you want, but a cup and a half of salt. You want to do 3 tablespoons of olive oil. You can do 3 tablespoons of honey. You can do 1 lemon. You cut the lemon in half, you squeeze the juice in the tub, and you drop the lemons in the tub. You can do 1 white onion. You cut the onion in half, peel it, and just put the big chunks in the tub. You can do 3 pinches, small pinches of cayenne pepper, 3 pinches of cinnamon, and if you want to do 3 tablespoons of honey, you put the honey in the tub. Now, basically, you're cutting the energy with the onion. A lot of times, spirits cannot stand white onion. White onion also helps to bring out mucus out of the body. The white onion is really good for us physically. The sweet stuff, such as the cinnamon, the honey, usually those act as bringing sweetness into our lives. So we're clearing up what we don't want, but we're also bringing the sweetness that we do want. So that bath can work as a serious bath to cut and clear, to bring your energy back, to feel energetic and good, but also to open up the doors and bring something sweet into your life. Again, you would soak in a bath like that for at least 35 to 45 minutes. So that's a minimum of 35 minutes. You have your candle out, of course, your glass of water, like we mentioned. You're saying your prayers, and you go about it in the way we discussed earlier. After the bath, if you got crazy bubbles in your vase of water, in your glass of water, you dump that outside. You dump it outside in the dirt or the grass, or if you have a plant in your house, you can dump it in your plant. I don't like pouring it down the sink. That's just me. Now, in a bath like that, if you want to add frankincense and myrrh, or you have some you like lavender, or you want to add a little rose oil, or your favorite essential oil, you can add about 6 drops of whatever oil you like to that bath to make it a little sweeter, more pleasant for you. Okay, so I'm opening up the lines here. Hi, 703.
Hey, I just talked to you, but I wanted to know, is there a specific spiritual bath that I should be doing based off of my continued growth and progress that I have been making that I was really shocked about?
Right. I would go ahead and just use the bath that's there. And then if you want, you can follow up with that sweet bath. So if you want to do maybe like, you know, I would just go ahead and do 3 of the baths that I mentioned with the white onion. And then go back to my Facebook, you know, the sweet bath that we talked about under the, and then do the remainder of the week, or let's say 4 days, the remainder, like 4 days of the sweet bath. And then really set your intentions, because some good things can happen.
Okay. All right.
You can stay on the line if you want. I'll keep you on the line because I think there's going to be some other questions, some things that you might want to get. So I'm going to open up this next line, okay?
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to keep you on the line. And if you feel like hanging up, you can hang up. But I'm going to keep you. I'm going to keep your line. Your mic is still open. Hang up. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Okay, area code 404.
Hey, Damaris. This is Nadia.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you.
Oh, I don't know if I was supposed to say my name, but...
No, you can say whatever you want to say.
Okay. I did another spiritual bath today, and I used the white onion, the honey, the lemons, and the cayenne. And so I have two questions. So after the bath, it was like the water was... really, there was like this foam, this like dirty looking foam after that.
Yeah. That's normal. I'm glad you mentioned that, because I never tell anybody about it, but people will tell me later. Sometimes it can look black. It's weird. People just describe, like, I know I have not been that dirty. I take a shower every day. So a lot of times that literally is like energy. It's actually pulling more out of your skin too. But it definitely is, that's energy. So just like you see the bubbles in the water, because technically, according to science and stuff, you're not even supposed to see bubbles in the water, not unless it had a cap on it and you're forcing oxygen into the water. So this is definitely an energetic process. So a lot of times that's just the energy. It's like you can see what has showed up. I've had somebody tell me how they cleanse their room, like they energetically like smudge and cleanse their room, and there was like a brown spot. They sent me a photo, and it was a brown spot in the water. It was like a brown dot in the water. So, you know, anything, things can actually, you can actually physically see what is being released. So that's normal, that foamy stuff. Yeah. I would go ahead though and just take some other baths.
Yes, I will. I felt great after the bath, and my cup of water, it still had a few bubbles in it, not a lot, but a few. So that leads to my next question. How many baths can you take? Like, is there too many? Is there a way to take too many baths?
Nope. Like I said before, you can never take too many spiritual baths. Like when I first start working at the store to do readings and stuff, like I said earlier, I was literally taking a spiritual bath every night. Every night I took one. But it kept me in the game. Like, sometimes it's just a touch-up. So if you're going to take a bath anyway, you could just say, oh, you know what, I feel like taking a bath tonight, and just make it one of your spiritual baths. You can also, if you want to do upkeep, so I'm glad you brought this energy out. If you want to do upkeep, let's say you've taken your bath, and you want to convert that to a shower, like a shower salt scrub, you can do that, but just use the olive oil, the lemon juice, of course, your cayenne, your cinnamon, your honey. You can make all those things into, minus the onion, but you can make it into a shower scrub. And you just put it, I usually just put mine in a, plastic Tupperware and keep it in the shower. I just have like a scrub.
Okay, very cool. That's very cool. I'm definitely going to try that.
And when you do, like usually if I take a shower, I'm just saying my prayers. I name the name of all the ancestors that I know in my family. I tell them thank you, you know, and end up having a great shower and going on about my day. So you can also do it shower. The only way I would do a shower, though, is if there was no way to actually take a bath, or if I've already taken enough spiritual baths where I can just take a shower. But I wouldn't necessarily say do a shower, you know, just by itself as a spiritual bath. Some people don't have tubs, but if you don't have a tub, you know, however you can get it in. If you need to do a shower, do a shower. It's also good to get your head in it, too. So sometimes people have told me that they literally heard a voice that said, oh, put your head in it, and they'll just put their head back in it, too. So, but you,
oh
you know, and
gosh.
That would be like, that would be your head cleanse.
That's crazy that, yeah, you said that, because that happened to me when I was in the bath. I just all of a sudden was like, dunk your head in. And I really wanted to dunk my whole head in the bath, but I was freaked out to, you know, I had my contacts in and I was freaked out to get
right.
it in my eyes. And then I didn't know about the
right.
onion, if that would be safe either.
Right. Right. Well, it's good for your head. You can, you know, just put your head back. I had a lady yesterday. She said she just dunks her whole head, but she'll come right out. She doesn't just stay in there, but she just closes her eyes and she'll come back out. So she said she puts her whole, she submerges her whole body, including her face. So that's up to you. But, you know, the head part, I hear that a lot, and that's, you know, you could, that'll be fine. Because it's almost
okay,
like you're doing your head cleanse
time.
In your body. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you took it. Usually, you know, blessings are there. People notice. Oh, I do want to say this, too, for everybody that's listening. A lot of times when, let's say you're clearing off a man, because that happens a lot. A lot of times we carry the stench, the old energy of a man, you know. And so say we're trying to clear this old lover off so we can, you know, meet someone new, or now you're open to a new relationship or whatever. A lot of times what happens is we take a bath like that, and all of a sudden we become extremely attractive and alluring. So somebody from the past may show back up, even the person that you're trying to clear off. You know, it could go different ways because you become very attractive. So you have to really truly set your intention of what you want to happen and then follow that intention. So if you take a spiritual bath and you say, okay, I don't want to see this person anymore or whatever, and then that actually ends up happening, then I would suggest taking a bath again, you know, and then using some discipline. It's also good to be vegan during that time, eat very clean, drink a lot of water, you know, and implement that into any type of fasting regimen. So spiritual baths are great. I'm glad you had a testimony.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you. I'll see if anybody. So we have a few people on the line, but no one has any questions. So if you guys want to press one, okay, somebody else just press one. So Nadia, do you want to stay on the line, or are you going to hang up?
I'll stay on the line.
Okay. All right, hang on. Okay, Erica 404.
Hi, this is India.
Hi, how are you?
Can you hear me? I'm good.
Yep,
how
I can
are
hear you?
You.
Good.
Okay, I would ask you, well, I heard you tell the other young woman to use the onion. What does that do?
It cuts off really nasty negative spirits of
okay.
depression, also spirits of sickness, spirits with fatigue, spirits with addiction. So it can
okay.
be very potent.
Okay, I was going to ask you to... like for womb, like womb issues and things like that,
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
womb, can you take spiritual baths for that as well, like that, or like, well, yeah, basically
absolutely.
That, I guess.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because typically womb issues come from, usually womb issues are connected to emotional issues or emotional trauma that took place there. So it can be connected to generational molestation, you know, inappropriate
mm-hmm.
sexual behavior, you know, experienced early on in life, or being with someone who actually had those experiences. And so usually that causes that particular area to become depressed. And then when it's depressed, it turns into physical issues such as fibroids and, you know, constant candida and things like that. So they're excellent for spiritual baths are excellent for that because it can actually cut off those particular energies that are causing womb issues.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think I have one more question.
But being that you're on the phone, I will say this, for anybody listening, if there are any womb issues, what you can add to that bath is walnut. And so walnuts with the shell on them. And so you would crack them open just a little bit and go ahead and add that in the bath too. Walnut.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any certain amount
your next
of time
question?
To have to sit in it? Is there a certain amount of time to have to sit in the spiritual
yeah,
bath?
I said earlier, yeah, I said earlier at least 35 to 45 minutes. So that's
oh,
minimum.
Man. Okay.
Yeah, you want to soak, get that stuff off, get it off.
I didn't know it took that. Okay.
Yeah, so it's like, just don't be in there for 5 minutes and be like, okay, I'm getting off. You know, you want to be able to, because you have to be convincing. Some of these energies want to stay on you. You know, it's not convincing if you're just like, oh, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
Is it normal?
You know, and there again, like I said before.
Oh, I was going to say, is it normal if a person does a spiritual bath? Have you ever seen or have you ever experienced like trembling or shaking or something like that?
Yep.
Like,
I just had a guy. Yeah, that's normal.
Okay.
And you just got to stay in there and tough it out. I had a guy text me. He sent me his glass of water, which looked horrific, but I love it, you know, because it showed his release. And then he said, what does it mean when you almost want to pass out? He said, I felt like I was going to pass out in the tub. So that's when the spirit is being released, when these energies are being released from the body, it trembles. So there's like, that's why you get a headache or you get, you know, and sometimes you get agitated or irritable, but that's that energy coming out, rising out of your aura. Yeah, so that's good.
Wow.
So you get any shaking or whatever, give yourself a pat on the back and get back in the tub. Take them until you don't take them until you don't get that energy anymore, until it doesn't feel like that anymore, and then you know that it's cleared up.
Okay, cause so as long as it's doing that, then that means that it's still...
It's still there. It's still there.
Okay, so is it... Okay. Is there any particular, like, herb or thing that you suggest, like, for something like that?
It's just what I just said. But you're not taking them long enough. You got to be in there for a good 35. If you're getting like that, I would be in there for 45 minutes. If the water gets cold, you just add a little bit more warm water and you soak in there. Just make it a spa.
Okay.
Get some incense going.
Make sure put a glass of water. Okay.
Yep.
The onion and is there any onion and anything else or just that you
do exactly Were you on the phone when I gave out the ingredients? Did you hear?
No.
Okay.
So
I'm going to keep this archive. So after tonight or late tonight, just go back and listen to the show because I gave a list of ingredients.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So how do you listen to the archive? Just call back the same number?
Yeah, you call, you, it's actually the, you just, you, there's a link, and you just click on the link. I guess the same way that you got in. Yeah, I don't know if you just call the phone, but if you got it on Facebook or wherever you got the link from, you just click the link, and it'll go back over. It just replays it.
Okay, I'll do that.
Excellent. How did you hear about the show anyway? Was it from Facebook, or how did you get into the show?
I saw it on Facebook. This is my first time even calling. I've seen
few
people post them, but it's my first time calling one and seeing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here, go ahead and just click that, because the show's about to end anyway. So just click on that link, you know, maybe in about 30 minutes or whatever, and then the show will replay itself.
Okay.
All right. And then I also have some bath ingredients on the blog, on my Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, so I appreciate it.
Thank you. No,
Thank you. All right.
Okay.
Anybody else with any questions? Because I see people on the line, but nobody had any questions. I'm going to end the call then. We only have 60 seconds. If anybody did not hear the we got a call coming. Let's hear the call. Area code 404. Maybe not. Hello? All right. So if nobody has any more questions, I am going to end the show. If you didn't hear all of the show and you want to call back to get the ingredients or more information, you can do so because it's being archived. I appreciate you listening in. And let's remember, let's save the world one bath at a time. Love you guys. Bye.